Action Park Media.
All right, welcome to Victory the Podcast, a little additional content episode. I'm Doug Ellen.
Kevin Conley. I don't know that we want to call it an emergency podcast, but...
Well, it's an emergency because Conley, I like it. You've suddenly... something's gotten into you. You've gotten motivated. You want more content. You want more interaction with the fans.
I want to do the interaction with the fans. And I think for the purpose of this podcast, I think we should probably try to get a vibe on whether or not people are even going to be into this idea.
I think they'll be into it. Yeah. That was Conley's idea. So if you don't like it, it was his.
Right. It was my idea. But so we're kicking around. 2023 is around the corner. We're kicking around some content ideas, right? What could we do? What? I had a fun experience with the film festival. Did you have a fun experience at the film festival?
I loved it. He's talking about the...
when we did the Action Park
Media Film Festival. Yeah, I had a great time.
But it was fun, right? We made some good friends.
Yeah, Mingioni and Tyler Mendelsohn.
Of course. So, and we saw some great movies.
Do you remember the horror guy's name? Because he was awesome.
He was good. By the way, he was an excellent director. I'm sure he's making movies. He was good.
He's all, probably all working. Of our
guys,
while we're
not. All of our guys and girls. Our breakout star was the lady from. The one that did the Johnny Drama impression. So we had some really good, you know, but it was tough because there was a lot, right? We really challenged the audience. We didn't necessarily kind of box anybody into anything, right? It was sort of like 3 minutes. Yeah. Could have been a comedy, drama, whatever it is.
Yeah. So, I mean, but basically at the end of the day, Conley and I are both, Dylan as well, who's not here. He's stuck in traffic. But
I spoke to Jerry this morning, and Jerry is going to be involved. Jerry's going to be the judges, so we'll have an extra judge. It'll be me, you, Dylan, and Jerry will be judges of...
But wait, I want to give an update. Also, Adrian gave some response to doing the podcast.
I think Adrian's in the podcast. I think we're just going to do it, but like we're just going to have to do Adrian on Zoom. I mean...
Yeah.
You know, getting all of us in the same state and then in the same room and with everybody's schedules and whatnot is
because I think
tough.
People really like the Joshua Tree idea. And
I mean, that'll just whatever. When we get there, that's a few.
So I've got a house right out there. We all stay there.
It's a few episodes away, but we could do something like that. But so. Okay, so let's talk about this idea. Wait, Scotty. Hey, Dave, tell Scotty to come back. I think we should get Scotty in here. We got Stock Tip Dave and Beefy Scotty in the room. So. What we were thinking about, instead of a movie, because I don't know, this might be an actual bigger challenge to the audience. We were thinking here would be the challenge. It would be a, we say 60 second, Doug?
Yeah.
60.
Do you want me to give this out? You're really like.
Well, I'm trying to feed it to them. I'm trying to feed it to everybody pretty soon.
People have turned off the podcast.
No, they have not. They have not. They're listening. We want to do a competition to see who can do the best trailer for Queens Boulevard.
All right. There you go. Yeah.
60-second trailer. I wanted to do 2 minutes. You think 2 minutes is too long?
I do. I think 60-second trailer, I think that what we said is, and I don't think we need to go into so many details about it, there are no rules. You can be funny. You can be sad. You can be action. You can be black and white. You can be color. You could cast anyone you want. You can do whatever you
could
want.
Be the girl could be a lead. The only requirement is that it's got to say, are you kidding me? I am Queens Boulevard.
Somebody. Anybody.
Somebody has to say that.
In some way.
In the trailer.
Yeah. That could be English, Spanish, Portuguese, anything.
Creativity, same things. Creativity, originality. And I do think that there should be, you know, look, I just think you're instinctually from the judges, my advice would be there should be some connection to the show.
He's already locking these people.
Well, this whole idea is to get people to see what people think.
I would say... Don't have any rules and come up with anything you want because it'll be interesting to see what people come up with. But the big thing is, what do you win? It's a date with Stock Tip Dave. How about
that? Exactly. But I mean, do we I don't know. We already talked about how hard it is to do the prizes. So yeah. we'll figure out something cool. But I guess the question is, are we going to get submissions, right? Are we going to, you know, I don't know. I think a trailer is significantly harder to shoot. Than an actual short film.
Well, why don't we not call it a trailer? Film. Why don't we call it a 60-second short film, and they can do whatever they want?
No. I think, but it should be like a Queens Boulevard sizzle reel trailer, 60 to 90 seconds.
he's sticking them into blocks. I mean, if they want to make a
like
great
the short
scene,
film idea, Kev.
Yeah, make a scene.
Because the trailer's tough. Like, then you kind of got to beat out the entire thing.
Yeah. Right, right.
I think it's tough.
Or do you shoot? Because trailers are cut from a movie to actually shoot a trailer.
What's funny about Connolly is why he talks about this. He thinks about how he would compete in this competition. Let the creativity roll. We'll see what comes in and what doesn't. I think we're going to get submissions. I'm sure we're going to get submissions. Kevin sometimes doesn't remind people what happened, but basically, we're not allowed to give away things or something. There's something
the FTC rules. Doug thinks it would be good press if Action Park got hit up by the FTC. I'm like, yeah, great press for who?
Yeah.
Not for me.
Content is content.
Yeah, exactly. Let them sue you. What are they going to take? What's left here? We got a couple of lights and Stockton. That's it. I mean, I think that.
There was one other rule, though. The other rule was you can't rip any Entourage stuff.
Oh, it's got to be.
Any Entourage stuff
it's
in.
It's got to be all original.
Correct.
It's got to be all original.
Original material.
So, but what are we saying? So we're saying, Scotty, what are you saying? You're saying you want. You
I'm
think
saying,
that,
like, don't put Adrian's scene in.
No. It's got to be all original. Every shot needs to be an original shot that you do. But I'm saying, do you think we should do the trailer idea? You think we should do a scene?
I like the idea of a scene better.
As I said, 60 seconds relating to Queens Boulevard.
Right.
The
it
words,
can be a trailer. It could be a scene. Whatever. It
could be a play. It could be animated.
As a guy that's going to end up watching the majority of these things before it gets to you, Doug, I'm going to say, I'm going to give everybody a little leeway. I'm going to say 60 to 90 seconds.
Oh, my God.
But don't go. But you can't go past 90. So it's
I just want everyone to know, we discussed this for almost 2 hours last night. We had such a clear plan, and it's gone out the window this morning. But that's fine.
Well, the window that you guys just threw the trailer out the window without even consulting. No.
We didn't throw it out.
Chief executive officer of Action Park Media. About this.
You were the one who said it was difficult. And as we know, because just so you
right,
know.
Right, it's harder to shoot a trailer.
All right, but why I find this interesting, though. So. If you guys don't know this, on Entourage, basically the trailers we did, Medellin, some Aquaman scenes, some Queens Boulevard scenes, right. I am so hands-on on this show with those things. I said to Rob Weiss on Queens Boulevard, go make whatever you want, and he went and made that.
He shot it in the rain in black and white. I think Weiss did a really nice job.
Really nice job.
Was Queens Boulevard.
Yeah, Julian Farino, I said, go shoot a scene from Aquaman. I have no ideas because I would never watch Aquaman.
That was an epic scene, him diving off the... But what was that? That was a scene, right?
It was a scene.
I guess that was a scene.
That was a scene,
And Queens Boulevard, all we saw really was him doing the ADR.
Yeah,
right?
So that was a scene as well.
So that was a scene.
And then the real epic one, Mark Mylod did Medellin, which I still say is one of the best trailers of all time.
But what Scotty and I were saying yesterday is, Queens Boulevard is the most open-ended, meaning like Aquaman is Aquaman, right? Mm-hmm. Medellin is Pablo Escobar, right? Like we never really knew truly what Queens Boulevard was about.
Yeah.
Which is why I always thought, and again, it's like, but somebody reminded me, like, Billy Walsh would never do, like, a love story. I always thought, like, maybe, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Queens Boulevard.
Sid and Nancy
Queens
style.
Right, a very dark love story, Romeo and Juliet on steroids. But I feel like, was Queens Boulevard like a dark romantic comedy about star-crossed lovers in Queens,
I mean, what actually happens? We got a superstar talent in there. Ethan Suplee,
Vincent Chase, Robert Duvall, I believe. The Queens Boulevard poster is hanging in the Action Park Media office. But so we got to thinking, it's really the most open-ended. You've really never dove into what Queens Boulevard was about.
Could be anything.
Could be anything.
And when I think about, movies that, and it doesn't, don't take this for anything, but like when I thought about it, and again, Rob really did that, but Amongst Friends was,
not a romantic comedy.
No, it was.
But you throw Adrian in the mix and all of a sudden it loses its edge.
I disagree with that. I think,
Come on, bro. What is Adrian like? Well, no, he beat people up in the soda commercial, he did. He did look pretty manly going off the end of the dock and in the Aquaman.
I mean,
episode.
Is it not an homage to New York, Queens?
Yes.
Boulevard?
Well, that's what I'm saying, Scotty.
We
don't know. It could speak to anything.
Some of my favorite New York films, whether it's Mean Streets or Goodfellas.
Right.
We're asking them to imagine 60 seconds of
90
what?
Seconds, 60 to 90 seconds. Because now if you're going to ask them to do that, you got to give them a little more time. So 60 to 90 seconds.
We're asking them to imagine some inspiration for Queens Boulevard, and that could be anything.
So it could be a trailer if you want it to be a trailer.
Yeah, it could be
If
anything.
You want it to be a scene, it could be a scene.
The only requirement is that somewhere, somehow, somebody says,
are you kidding? I am Queens Boulevard.
That's it. And anything else, let's see the creativity.
Right, it could be, right, it could be a trailer.
See, I know how Connolly's mind works. He's going into like, okay, if I had to do this
That's
task,
right, totally. I'm thinking, yeah. I'm putting myself, you know, you got to figure, you got to figure the returning champs all are going to take a crack.
There's going
to
be
right?
some
So these guys are
going
to be trying
stuff.
To defend the title.
Yeah.
You know, Mignon and these guys are going to try to defend the title. Tyler Mendelsohn isn't going out
is
like that, that.
Is that Mignon? Is that how you, like, is that, like is filet that, mignon, John Mignon?
Is it Mignon? I think it's Mignon, right?
I thought it was Mignoni. I don't know.
So are we doing a prize, though?
We're going to see.
What did you say? We're not allowed to give away things, but can they be on the podcast?
Well,
or is
of course.
That
no, listen, I think we gave around a lot of love to the last winners. I mean,
we were best friends with them. They came to the live shows. We hang out with them.
We're like friends.
Them.
Right, we do. So, but we'll figure out some prize pool. But right now, I think we should take temperatures on whether or not people are going to be interested in doing this, right? And you're right, Doug. I'm sitting here and I'm going, what would I do? What would I do?
I got to tell you, the best thing
I would probably do
is
a trailer.
You should have to join this. You should have to create something.
I have an idea. I might do one.
Oh,
Scotty.
By the way, we definitely get sued if Beefy won.
That's my point, right?
But it's like, at least we could show Scotty's and go, hopefully it's good, but we can show it. And if Connolly was willing to throw his Emmy-nominated directing skills into the ring.
Yo, that would be Emmy-winning directing skills. Scotty, do you think... God, I'm sorry to be even teeing you up for this, but Scotty, maybe you should have Dave be the star of yours. Can you imagine Dave?
Do you see what a control freak he is? He will not let anybody just go create. You're like, Scotty, okay, you want to go do this? Here's a couple of things you're going to do.
I don't know if Dave's going to be in my picture.
You don't know if Dave makes that. I mean, yeah, Dave would not be able to get out.
Dave is already storyboarding his over there.
Be able to get out the line. Are you kidding? I am Queens Boulevard. Dave, get Dave on the mic.
Let's hear you, Dave.
Dave, let's hear your cold reading of it.
Are you kidding me? I am Queens Boulevard.
I don't think me was in there. He added me. He's changing words already. I mean, it's just...
You kidding? I am Queens Boulevard.
That's very good.
That's good?
Maybe we can get Adrian to reenact it for someone.
Maybe Adrian will jump in and join the film.
Ted Foxman has arrived for the Ramble On podcast.
We have legitimately nothing to ramble on about. However, I do feel like you guys will figure something out.
You do?
What's up, Ted Foxman? So who else is going to... All right, so, yeah, I mean, I got to imagine at least, you know, the returning champions all come in. I'm curious, like, how many submissions did we get? Did we run a tight enough ship the last time around?
How many submissions did we get last time?
Like 300?
I would say we'll break that for sure.
You think?
Yeah. But, okay, so here's what we're offering.
And I'm thinking because it's the holiday, you know, it's the holidays and people, you know, will have some downtime, I'm guessing, around the holidays.
So worried about everybody's thoughts and schedules.
I am, of course.
They'll come up with stuff. I made a short film when I was fucking working 14 hours a day.
What do we want to do? Okay, so when do we want to do the deadline? When do the films have,
New Year's
when
Eve.
Does it have to be... No, I think we should. I think it's got to be past that. I think it's got to come in by January 15th. They have to be in that. That's the final day, and then we'll announce it.
You got to
give them a little time after New Year's. You know, some people.
What?
Might,
so they can party? Like, what do you?
Well,
mean?
It's the holidays.
Get to
bro.
Work. Fuck the holidays. Work, man. Nah, I used to sit in the office on the holidays. You used to call me from the club, Bootsy Bella. What are you doing?
A lot of downtime around the holidays.
I mean, exactly.
There's a lot of downtime around the holidays, and then you'd be in the editing room. And I want to give people so January 15th.
Let me tell you something. If you're smart, you'll get this thing in before New Year's. That's what I would say.
Right.
You never wait. Okay. Promise tomorrow, Kevin.
Right, Doug, you're
never
saying promise. That there will be like some kind of potential benefit for getting it in early, you think? You're
well,
saying that
I want to say what the prize is, because we can't give an official prize, is you come on the podcast.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah, we're not flying anybody anywhere because Action Park Media's budgets are down to the...
Correct.
To just
bare bones.
Yeah,
bare bones. We certainly don't have money flying people around. That's for sure. We're not flying money.
And that's why I do want to reiterate, I think, that I've been told these things work. And we got, you know, Steve, who won our charity buzz competition and came to the podcast. I think he'll say how gracious we are. And we had lunch and we had all this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but he said... sent me he sent me a book for the baby. Just me Doug, and my puppy.
Doug got a see. Some people do like you. By the way, you just dropped his little note that he wrote you.
All right.
All right, cool. So we like it. So send and here's the other thing too. We do want to hear sort of people's thoughts on this.
What do you mean?
So, I want to hear, we're taking
I don't want to hear any thoughts. Do not DM me. Do not DM me. Just make the project. That's what I'd say. Just go do it. Anything. There are no rules except
for 90
seconds.
What if people think this is a stupid idea?
Then fuck them. They'll write it on Apple. One big thing
is where to submit it. So do we want to just do scott@actionparkmedia.com? Do you want me to make an email?
What about the email from the last one? Do we still have that?
I highly, highly doubt it.
We might. Well, we'll look.
4 years ago.
No, it wasn't. It was a couple years ago. But we're gonna figure.
On the Instagram thing. You also to submit this. You also have to get one new listener to listen to the podcast.
So January 15th, it's got to be in. We will let you know where to send it. And
what
I
do you mean
know.
When? We can't let them know now.
No, we don't. We're gonna have to open. We're gonna have to start a place to send the emails.
I think it should just be my email.
Okay, give your email, Scotty.
Scott@actionparkmedia.com.
I'm just trying to move things forward.
I am too.
I don't want people to have to wait to find out where to submit it.
That's what I'm saying. Scott@actionparkmedia.com.
Okay, Scott@actionparkmedia.com is where you send your inquiries. And
it's not an inquiry. It's a fucking finished product.
I'm just curious. I'm curious what people think of the idea. People might think it's stupid. I'll be really embarrassed. What if nobody submits a movie except Scott and Dave? That'd be super.
You know what?
Awkward.
Then they will win time with us.
Easy W.
Okay, so there's that. Let's see. We need a sponsor.
Okay.
It's going to be the Queens Boulevard.
You don't know
Boulevard.
If it's stupid. We'll find out. By the way, that's how you'll really find out if it's stupid, if no sponsors show up.
So we are looking for a sponsor. And by the way, look, this is no bullshit.
Ted Foxman will not be sponsoring the Queens Boulevard short film.
He's not.
By the way, Ted might submit.
Ted also has no brands. Ted doesn't have brands.
He's got Happy Ice. Happy Ice can sponsor. What are you talking about?
The Queens Boulevard brought to you by Happy Ice?
Anyone who lives in L.A., Ted Foxman owns Happy Ice with his partner.
People love Happy Ice? Sean Avery. Big fan.
Can we talk about
Sean
Avery? What's going on with Sean?
I don't know.
He was mean to me the other day.
Yeah, he told you to stop posting pictures
of my baby. Which I had already announced that I wasn't going to show. This is funny because I know you're listening, Sean, and I love Sean Avery.
I don't think he's listening.
But really?
Maybe he is. Maybe he is. I don't know.
Sean's a victory listener.
He claims he is.
By the way, do you think Avery submits? Scott, you know what? Maybe you should fire Stock Tip Dave and get Avery on.
Avery's
there.
Voice saying, "Are you kidding? I am Queens Boulevard
in the rain."
Be phenomenal. But I want to finish the story. He walked by me the other day. Avery, who thinks Ramblon is one of the best pilots he's ever seen. True story.
He loves it.
He can tell you. He walked by me the other day, and there was just something different about him. And he was like, "Yo, man. Stop posting pictures of your baby." Now, he said it in a way that was almost like...
He also said you were off the reservation.
Yeah, well, that's fine, because I am. But that's fine. But he said, stop posting pictures of the baby. Now, Avery, I want everyone to understand. Me, like Connolly, is kind of stupid. We have big mouths, and we give this. And I thought about going, hey, Sean, how about I fucking smack
you? I'll just hold this L right here. I'll just take this
but
off.
But Sean's a beast, so you don't
You're
fuck
not
with
telling
Sean.
Him to fuck off.
But I did. I was going to troll him a little bit on his Instagram.
He would love that.
So I went to his Instagram, and like 9 of his last 10 posts are his kid. Now, granted, his kid is older, so maybe he just means we don't like babies, but now
maybe
his 2-year-old like is
infants.
Doing things.
Maybe he doesn't like infants.
I wonder if Sean doesn't like infants, but his kid, by the way, phenomenal golf swinger already, anyone who wants to think that genetics aren't fucking everything, like, you know, Connolly's giving all these rules and stuff. People will come up with their creativity. Like,
are you
kidding?
I am Queens Boulevard.
Like, I already know, even though Sarah's got some real potential athletic ability, probably my child will not be a professional athlete.
You don't know that.
I know you don't know it, but probably. Like, LeBron James' kid is...
Like, Bronny had a leg up on Lucas Ellen.
Lucas Ellen's not going to be built like Bronny. There's just no way that's going to happen.
Bronny is just going to be bigger than Lucas
Ellen. I mean, he is. I mean, it's just...
Real groundbreaking stuff here, guys.
But, you know, that being
said,
it's very
funny.
I would
love it if Avery... Maybe we should make it a thing that if you're at an action park, you have to turn in a 60-to-90-second clip. I wonder.
You think you could force Avery to do that?
Not force him, but I'll bet you Avery would do it. I bet you Avery would do it.
I mean, it would be great if he did. And whoever doesn't know Avery, you should listen to his podcast because he really does have one of my favorite voices. He's
got a great, he's
funny
got a great
the
voice.
Way, but he took away that voice when he shamed me about posting my child. Yeah.
All right. So it's going to be the Queens Boulevard Film Festival. 60 to 90 seconds. Could be a trailer, could be a scene. Get as creative as you want. It's got to be all original shots. And it's got to say, are you kidding? I am Queens Boulevard.
What's so funny is how Connolly uses this podcast and we need as a workshop.
Because I'm workshopping it with the audience, bro. They're listening. Believe me, the audience is with me. We're working through this together with the audience as a team. And no bullshit sponsors.
What are you saying about these sponsors?
We get blown up with people that, you know, want to be sponsors. But if you got to be serious, like don't.
All right, but I want to talk about some of
this. We got limited manpower here. Don't waste our time unless you're serious about sponsoring.
Because Connolly, another great movie that everybody should watch immediately, Glengarry Glen Ross, which I sent stock tip videos of yesterday to motivate him, and he never even responded that he watched it. He sends me shit all day,
by the way.
Stock tip will text me 2 a.m., 6 a.m., right. Like all day. But I text him a video that can change his fucking life.
And he's not watching it.
Nothing.
Not it. No comment.
Zero. Yeah. Yeah. So, but what I'm saying is what's going on at Action Park Media, which is pretty wild. They have decided to go grassroots and try to go sell sponsorships. So you have legitimately Kevin Connolly acting like Leo in Wolf of Wall Street cold calling when he was, you know, in his early
cold
days.
Cold DMing.
And he's going out there, and you apparently landed a fish, right?
We're landing some fish, but this will be a good test, right? We need a sponsor for the festival. Obviously, we're going to do it, but it would be nice to have a sponsor.
Oh, so you're just looking for a sponsor for the Action Park Media Queens Boulevard Film Festival.
Right now, with regards to this podcast, yes, of course, sponsors are welcome for all across the board, for everybody, and investors in the company, too. Do you want to invest in the company?
And cash, just so Kevin
We're taking meetings with investors, if anybody is serious about investing in the company. But, yeah, I mean, we need a cool sponsor for the film festival. Okay. So,
Are you going to give them any kind of rules also?
Well, no, but I'm saying we'll do a cross promotion and everybody will win.
Have any support.
So, you know, and Doug, you know what? You're right. I am sort of talking to I am workshopping it. I'm thinking like an audience member right now, you know? So, but I mean, I think we could set a good example if Scotty and Dave do one, if Avery does one, if we get some people in.
I think you should do one.
I don't know. I think it would be weird. I think it'd be weird. What?
Why?
It's going to be me in the rain saying, are you kidding? I am Queens Boulevard. I mean,
no, I'm not going to tell you what to do. You're a creative guy. You come up with anything. Could be Kennedy Connolly saying it. I have no idea.
She hasn't talked yet.
So did you see my little video of my baby singing? It was an app. They make them move. There's all sorts of special effects. Believe me. Look Who's Talking? Did you ever see that? John Travolta, Kirstie Alley, rest in peace.
Doug really took that AI app and ran with it, huh?
Oh my God, I'm so bored.
My goodness.
I made pictures of everybody. By the way, it's costing me so much money, and China probably has all of my information now.
That's what Scotty said. Is it $3 a photo?
No. It's $4 plus tax per package. So each person that I did is $4. Right. And I'm up to about 4,000.
I was going to say you've done 87 people.
Yeah, I've done everybody.
That's kind of packages.
I did Entourage Fan 77. Okay, guys, serious question. No bullshit. Okay, last night, Entourage Fan 77 started trolling me. Is it you guys or not?
It's not me.
No, hasn't it? It's been going on, has it not?
Hey. I asked a fucking question.
Are you implying that I'm Entourage Fan 77?
I asked if you're Entourage Fan 77. I don't know why you're so nervous. I didn't really think you were until this. You're more nervous about this than given the rules for the fucking competition.
I thought he was already around.
Entourage Fan 77 was a guy.
The guy that trolls Doug.
No, on Apple Podcast, he wrote a poor review. That's not his real name, but now he's created an account with my picture, which has happened before. I wanted to talk about a couple of things, and if any of this, you know, back in the day, Connolly was obsessed with Ellen's assistant.
No, it was assistant to Ellen. This is pre-Instagram. It was only Twitter, and there was a Twitter handle called Assistant to Ellen, and it was just a guy fucking trolling and dragging Doug through the streets of Los Angeles.
So stupid.
And like, by the way,
it wasn't mean.
It was like, it was snarky, but it was funny. Like, the guy who was the target was you were the least sensitive about it. But other people that would end up being tweeted about an assistant to Ellen would get super offended.
Yeah.
Everybody was really bent out of shape about it. So maybe.
Wait, so there's a new Instagram handle that's Entourage Fan 77?
A guy named Entourage Fan 77 has been trolling Doug.
I told you this was going to happen.
Scotty said that it was going
to
happen. But
well, I want to say this to Entourage Fan 77. Bring it, motherfucker. Bring it.
And then
that's
he wonders,
what I say.
And then he wonders why.
What did Ted ramble and not into a microphone?
Ted goes, oh, God, he's only got one follower, and it's Doug.
Are you following Entourage Fan 77?
No.
He's following you.
He's only following
I'll follow. Doug. I'll follow him. I'm not fucking scared to follow him. I'll see his content. But
You're inviting trouble. You're going to see his content anyway. You don't have to follow him.
Ted's
got to
stop talking
him.
Off mic. Either get on mic or
do not follow him, Doug. Please.
So, all right. But anyway, he wrote a bad review on the Apple podcast. I said something about it, which again, I will ask everyone who likes this podcast, write a nice review. And if you have a criticism, put it in our DMs and we'll try to address it. I mean, I won't, but Connolly will.
The criticism is
because I don't really care what the audience
thinks.
People
don't really love when we talk about.
That's not true. I got dozens of DMs of
people liked our episode.
They like us talking bullshit.
Well, we're going back, Ted. We're going back. We're going on. We got Gronk next week, and then Jerry's coming on for Day Fuckers. We got the festival, so we got some Entourage
content.
You're
a guy. You know what? You're a guy who will kowtow to the loudest voice, because you got to remember the guy who's writing that nasty review.
Entourage Fan 77.
You know what kind of loser this is that sits around and writes reviews poorly about something that he actually liked? He liked to say, oh, I really like it when you talk about Entourage, but I'm giving you one star because you talked about your baby. Fuck you, Entourage Fan 77. I'm serious. You're a low life.
Don't follow him.
What? I'm not going to. Okay. Why don't I follow him?
You could just check up on his account. You don't have to follow him.
You have to stop being a control freak with everybody's rules.
I'm not being a control freak.
Let's go back to the Queens Boulevard thing.
All
anybody,
right, this is it. In closing.
There is no absolute rule. You can do whatever you want, 90 seconds or less, color, Spanish, Portuguese, anything you want. You just have to say the words, are you kidding? I am Queens Boulevard. And do anything else you want.
And it's got to be all original. But outside of that, like what Scotty's saying is like, don't cut in a clip of Grenier. Don't try to act in the scene. It cannot be anything from Entourage.
Wait, what do you mean don't try to act in the scene?
What Scotty was saying is like, you know, there's a world where you could turn yourself into like Ethan's character in The Rain and like cut it back to Adrian. Like you cannot use
Entourage footage.
You cannot use Entourage footage. Yes. All right. And then yeah, sponsors. Like let's see. Scott at Action Park. Yeah, man, I'm curious to see what kind of, what the response
Scott
is.
Scott at Action Park Media.
I mean, it's just a fucking
Scott
disaster.
Scott at Action Park Media.
We're going to put that on the Instagram too.
Right.
Send it to a friend who makes films.
That'll be a good litmus test. We'll see. I think we'll get some submissions. I think it's going to be less than last time, because I think there's some more heavier rules.
It's the most negative, sad contest I've ever heard.
Mr. Positivity.
I think what I'll say in closing, and
please say something in closing.
We will treat the winner well. We will not give you money, but we will make sure if you're a fan of Kevin Dillon and Kevin Connolly that you get some time with them.
Yeah,
maybe we'll put them on the rink with you. Why don't we let someone face plant you in the adult hockey league? What is it called again?
Ferrari said Mar Vista.
The Mar Vista Men's League.
Jerry said if you know somebody's in Ohio and in the area, Jerry would consider popping in for a cameo. And if somebody's Schmidt,
what?
Said he said, I don't know if
you just offered Jerry non-union wages for a short film for the Action Park
Jerry
media.
Said if there's like a guy around the block doing it and Jerry can pop in and do a cameo in the Queens Boulevard trailer, then he will do it. So it'll be interesting to see. But yeah, we'll know right away. And look, nobody wants to do it, we'll cancel it. What can I say? I just don't want to be humiliated when eight people make submissions.
I am already humiliated. Guys, I want everyone to know, we have an enormously successful podcast. We have an enormous listening audience.
Doesn't mean that people are
going
to go out and going to make this.
Going to make it. Filet mignon's going to make something special with the dog. This
we're
time
doing,
he's not going to kill the dog.
We're doing a winner and two honorable mentions. But that was the other thing. The other festival got dicey because then there was comedies. There was good comedy. There was good drama. There was good horror. It was hard to pick a winner. But this, there will be a winner. There will be number one, and there'll be two honorable mentions. But what if only three people submit? Then it's like a participation trophy. Everybody wins.
You gotta relax. You gotta take a breath. Take it slow. We're all here for you. You know, Mira. We've got Dave's new podcast. Mira. She can help you also. Maybe you should go first with the
Mira
could
try to fix my head. Yeah, we'll see. That would be
Mira
that would be good
you.
Luck.
So all right,
maybe I'm a little insecure. Secure about this Queens Boulevard things. We'll see.
By the way,
because it was my idea. It was my
why?
Idea. I don't know. Like, I'm just afraid people aren't going to make submissions. I want submissions.
It's nice to see your humility sometimes. It's nice. I mean, it's rare, but it's very nice. All right, can we talk something funny before we end?
No, we're going to wrap it up, right? We did 30 minutes.
I know, but I want to make people laugh.
Well, Ted's here. We could ramble. You guys are going to ramble on. You can continue the conversation. I don't know. Ted called in sick yesterday. Ted, you all right? He's not saying anything other than that he's not sponsoring the Queens Boulevard Film Festival.
I think Happy I should sponsor the Queens Boulevard Film Festival, but that's
we'll see. We'll see what kind of submissions
we'll see if we can shake them down after this. But I think it's going to be fun. I think we're going to get a lot of submissions, and I don't want people to be nervous by Connolly's
my nerves. Don't feed off of my nerves.
Just do something fun, do something creative, and know that it'll probably be better than Stock Tips. But that's it.
We'll see. I don't know.
Closing monologue to Entourage Fan 77.
My closing monologue.
We're giving this guy way too much love, bro.
He's not a guy. We don't know what he is. It's just a name on a thing. What I will ask one more time to everyone who's a fan of this podcast. A, spread the word, and B, give us a good review because it helps. And I'm not just saying it helps us. I don't make money from this podcast. I need everybody to understand this. What we can get maybe is a reboot, is ramble on a little more traction to get this sale done. So just spread the word and write some nice reviews like Steve, who, you know, from Charity Buzz, who was nice enough to send a book to. And by the way, you can send a book, just me and my puppy.
Are you going to read that to Isabella?
I'm going to read that tonight to Isabella. Yeah, absolutely.
Put that on Instagram. Put that on the victory page. All right, so that's it. Queens Boulevard, the film festival. Victory.